Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? Kind of raining here today. And I just thought I'd let you know I've upgraded my Premiere Pro that I use. And all the bugs and glitches that were in the old one are still in the new one. But that's typical of Adobe. That's why a lot of professionals don't use Adobe Premiere Pro. And it has a very good knack of crashing and you lose everything. But anyway, back to the news item. Now here's a male in the thumbnail. It looks like somebody's hit him on the head with a great big sledgehammer. Where the hell is his neck? Anyway, this male shot his wife with a shotgun and killed her. This, I believe, happened in Texas. He found out she was having an affair. And I believe his wife was filming with her phone at the time. If you go to the link, you can see more about it. But the outrage is he only got 10 years. But of course, if this was a femon and it was the same thing, there would be outrage she got 10 years. As the double standards are, as you know. But he's eligible for parole in 5 years, and people are outraged by it. But there's an unusual thing, because in court, it was an all-femon jury. Surely that's not legal, is it? Doesn't the jury have to represent the cross-section of people? Something certainly would be said if it was an all-male jury. But of course you can hear femmes saying, oh, it's because males are controlling, possessive, jealous. But that isn't it, and femmes don't understand. It's because of the betrayal by the femme, the lies, the deceit that the men gets angry about. I mean, if she left him and just went off and had an affair or whatever, fine. But she didn't. She lied and deceived and did it sneakily and still wanted to have the security of the marriage and home as well as the affair. She wanted her cake and eat it too. But it's femmes' deception and lies and betrayal that anger males mostly. Because it shows the male how this femme has no respect for him whatsoever. Of course, this male went a little bit over the top. You can't kill femmes just for betraying and lying to you. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any left, would there? Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below and let me know what you think, guys. And I'll be able to tell, too, because the notifications seem to be working again. Yay! Take it easy, fellas.